Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known, if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening. We've got Larry on the line. How you doing, Larry?
Oh, okay, Stuart. How you doing?
Surviving the heat?
Oh, just barely. Man, it is really brutal.
Yeah, the weather's all over the place weird. I want to touch on a few things just before we get into the main topic. Mom of three. Now, this is Britain, but it's coming here to the United States. Mom of three arrested and jailed for putting recycling in a wrong color bag. This is how ridiculous this is. Mother of three. She was jailed for this. Wasn't supposed to put it in a black bag. So go to jail, I guess. You know, this is the insanity of the new world order. This is the insanity of the people of the world. I mean, truly, folks, the tribulation period appears to me to be a time when total insanity is revealed for what it really is in the physical realm. Here's another one. Chinese social credit score, by the way, coming here, prevents 2.5 million discredited entities or people from buying plane tickets. Now, what we have over here is a no-fly zone, but it's basically the same thing. The Chinese government is bragging about its social credit system preventing 2.5 million obviously deplorables from purchasing plane tickets and 90,000 people from buying high-speed train tickets in the month of July alone. Isn't that interesting? So, coming to America, folks, this isn't normal, goes the headline. Kansas and Oklahoma been hit by 65 earthquakes within the last 7 days. What do you think about that one, Larry? You're down there. What's going on?
Oh, yeah, we're having, and I sent you a list or an image of some of the quakes, and they're in a straight line like a fault.
Yes.
This is it's rocking in Oklahoma.
Wow. Well, I just thought it's kind of interesting to have that many quakes. I wonder if you're not getting some volcanic activity coming up, bubbling up from underneath. Anyway, here's another headline. Companies race to find the key to eternal life. See, they won't pick up the cross. They deny Jesus Christ. But science is going to find a way around all that, and they can have eternal life. I don't know. I don't know, Larry. World from Hal Turner. Turkish army convoy attacked by Syrian fighter jets. Russian general killed in later attacks. What is the latest? What's going on over there? This could lead into a major war.
Well, absolutely. And the only headline on mainstream media I could find was Yahoo News. They were reporting and had a video of a Turkish military convoy moving through Syria's Idlib province on M5 highway. And they had also Turkish armor, including and tanks, in that convoy. It's a military convoy. And what it appears is they're doing is trying to, Erdogan or Turkey is trying hard to support Idlib, where the rebels that Turkey and the U.S. and the U.K. have supported for a long time against Assad and ISIS. Let me repeat that. And ISIS forces are Erdogan. I suppose Erdogan by the others are trying to, he's trying to militarily support ISIS fighters against an attack by Russia or Syria, and, well, you just read the headline. that convoy has come under sudden attack.
Yeah, it says here, a large convoy of Turkish army troops, weapons, and equipment being attacked by Syrian Arab air forces this morning. Turkey is now scrambling its own fighter jets to fight the Syrian attack. Then an update, a Russia general has been killed in Syria. Syrian Arab Air Force was bombing a militant site in southern Idlib. And Syrian Foreign Ministry just published a statement saying that a Turkish military convoy carrying weapons destined for the militants. But here's the problem, I guess. Turkish warplanes are heading to Idlib to defend the convoy. This could result in direct fighting between Turkey and Syrian air forces, which it did, I guess. Turkey has placed its armed forces on all factions on full alert. Two Turkish Air Force F-16 Block 40s and a 152 Philo, which had been scrambled from Incirlik Air Base to protect the military convoy of Turkey, which is illegally passing through Idlib, are now flying over Khan Shahan or whatever it is. In response to that, a pair of Russian Su-35s are now airborne. Turkey, now if Russia starts attacking, I'm just thinking out loud here, Larry, if Russia starts to attack Turkey, which of course now it has every right to do, Turkey is also a member of NATO, right?
That's correct.
And NATO has to come to their defense, right?
According to the pact.
So then that brings in the EU and America, basically. So that's the problem, folks. This thing can escalate. Not saying it's going to. Hopefully it doesn't. Hopefully cooler heads prevail. But this is the kind of thing that ignites World War III. This is exactly what happens. And a miscalculation. Maybe Erdogan made a miscalculation, didn't think the Russians would care to get involved in all this, but evidently they do care to get involved, and particularly with a general, one of their generals hurt, I would think they'd really be getting involved in it. But we'll just have to wait and see. Then the last update, Russian Air Force Su-35S fighter jets are still airborne, patrolling over Idlib, to confront any Turkish Air Force F-16s which might carry out airstrikes against Syrian army. And what was this, Larry, about possible missiles hitting a Russian air base and that's what actually killed a general?
Well, the Russian air base at Himeymin, which is in Syria, when the Syrians began to attack the convoy that was coming, the Turkish-backed rebels in Idlib and other forces, and that's where also they're supposed to be embedded Turkish troops. There used to be some U.S. and U.K. troops or intel there also, because that was basically a big headquarters of ISIS also. And
right.
What they did, the Turkish group there fired Turkish Grad missiles at the Russian air base and hit it and killed the general. And we don't know about casualties other than the Russian general. But this is a missile attack basically via Turkey on a Russian air base, which has casualties now. So this thing could really move, and it brought to mind, Stuart, and I appreciate your comments, this brought to mind the ancient prophecy about when the Russians bomb Istanbul, or
yes,
which is the old Constantinople, you know, prophecy.
Yes. And when they bomb that, then it begins, right, as I understood it? I've forgotten on some of it, but...
Yeah, I think so. That was going to be a sign, a big sign, according to the rabbis, was when the Russians bombed, you know, the capital of Turkey. And, you know, this situation, and from what I'm reading in some of the covert intel coming out of Hal Turner And he says he has intel coming out from inside Syria. And so he's getting minute-by-minute posts and information on this. And he also has videos up, by the way. And since then, since the show, he indicates that the Syrian Air Force has again bombed the convoy that was en route. And there are more troop convoys and fighter jets on the Syrian border coming out of Turkey. So Erdogan's moving a large force that way. Matter of fact, what's interesting is Hal Turner says that this appears to be the actual invasion Erdogan wanted all along that's begun.
Yeah, he's always wanted a piece of Syria. Well, maybe he's going to make a misjudgment. I can't imagine that Putin's going to be very happy about any of this. And here's another headline we should move before we run out of time. Armies of India and Pakistan, this is from Hal Turner, exchanging very heavy gunfire on the Kashmir border. So it sounds like that's igniting as well.
Yeah, that's
any more late news on that, Larry?
Not a lot. And this is what gets me is how anemic, and I'll use that term, anemic, the American news is anymore. It has been pretty well sanitized, and you're not going to hear up-to-date intel, and people should appreciate it. Holidayo is, they've gone to a no-frills news service, and you're going to get just a little of barely anything. People can't continue without help and support.
Well, you know, that's true. I can count on one hand, basically, the ones who have kept us alive. Two hands, those that regularly support. And we're just barely getting by, no frills, actually. And, no, the truth lies buried in the street. People want to listen. Thousands of people actually listen. Over 100,000 people have gone to our Angel Fall 923, rather, website on YouTube. And not one donation that I know of. This is the way it is now. The truth is going to be shut down, and the people deserve it to have it shut down, and they're going to be on their own. They wouldn't support anything. It's amazing what's going on, and it's really irritating to have people ridicule you, write you nasty letters, but do they ever support you? Not at all. Not at all. And their time is coming. You can warn these people all you want. Doesn't seem to matter. It's falling on deaf ears. My take, all the decisions have been made, and we're just preaching to the choir, and many of the choir have deaf ears as well. And they just won't support it. So I don't blame Stan and Holly if that's what they're going to do. What's the point of spending 8-10 hours a day for nothing? Not one of these people who will not support you or us or any ministry they tune into would ever go to their boss and say, I'll work for a whole year for nothing. They wouldn't do that. And that makes them hypocrites, total hypocrites, because that's what they're asking you to do. That's what they're asking Stan and Holly to do. And that's what they're asking me to do. Work for nothing. But they won't. So, hypocrites, and the Lord's got a solution for it. Time comes when no man can work, when it's all shut down, and they will be wandering coast to coast, east to west, north and south for the truth, praying to God for it, and he's going to mock them. There will not be any truth left because the church has been shut down for non-support, and or the church has been removed, and it doesn't matter anymore. But that's what happens when this stuff, when there's no support. It's too bad, but it's reality. It's what it is. And we have to make our decisions based on that reality. Anything else, Larry, before we shut her off?
Yeah, just because we mentioned Stan and Holly, go to standeo.com if you want to see what a website that is bare bones looks like. It's already there.
Wow. I suppose. I know they were going to try and set up a payment website. Probably nobody went to that either. I mean, you can't, if I charge $1 for what's on YouTube, nobody would even watch one of those videos. That's where we are today. Thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. And take care, everybody. Heads up. Prepare for trouble.